Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph and Parak Hey Mishnah Beis. Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph is going to list 15 different tasks that were overseen by various administrators in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the name of those administrators who are overseeing those tasks. Says the Mishnah, these are the administrators, those who were in charge of various tasks in the Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas, Alachosamos. Yochanan ben Pinchas was responsible for providing the tokens that people would use to obtain the various nesachim that would accompany the flower offerings, the Karban Minchas. Achia al HaNesachim, and Achia was responsible for actually providing people who presented the tokens with the necessary corresponding Nesachim, the various libations, the wine that which was part of the Mizbech, as well as the Mincha, flour mixed with oil, which is all burnt on the altar, on the Mizbeach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Matisya ben Shmuel al Piasos. Matisya ben Shmuel was responsible for the lotteries that determined which of the Kohanim would perform the various parts of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Pesachya al Hakinen. Pesachya was responsible for the chest in which people who needed to bring pairs of birds as karbanos would place their money, that every day he would note how much money had been placed in the chest, and then he would make sure that the corresponding number of birds were offered before the day was done. As we learned earlier, whether it's a Zava, a woman who has given birth, she has to bring a pair of birds as a karban. However, they did not have to provide these birds themselves. Instead, as the Bartonor points out, they would bring enough money to pay for the birds and place the money in a specially marked chest in the Beis HaMikdash. And the official had to be an exceptional Talmud Chacham in order to resolve the many uncertainties and questions that would arise in connection with these birds. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discuss who Pesachya exactly was, says the Mishnah, Pesachya is a Mordechai. Now, Pesachya is actually Mordechai, who ultimately helped save the Jews during the time of Purim. Lama Nikra Shma Pesachya. Why then was he called by the name Pesachya, which comes from the word Pesach, which means open? Shaya Posach, B'dvarim V'dorshin V'yodeya Shivim Lashon. Because he would open the words that people spoke and explain them, meaning he could understand what people meant to say, even if they did not say it clearly. And he also knew all 70 Lashonos, all 70 languages. As some of the Mefarshim point out, Pesachya, Mordechai's skill with languages, was helpful in his role in the Beis HaMikdash, because people would come from all over the world to bring karbanos, and when they would explain what type of karban they were bringing, Pesachya could understand them, even if they did not explain themselves so clearly. Continuing in the Mishnah, we continue to discuss the various administrators in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Achia al Chole Me'ayim. Ben Achia was responsible for treating Kohanim who suffered from some sort of intestinal issues. As the Bartonura points out, the Kohanim who served in the Beis HaMikdash often developed various intestinal or stomach illnesses because they ate large amounts of meat from the karbanos and they could not drink wine, which often helps with digestion. And since it is also for Kohanim to drink wine and become drunk in the Beis HaMikdash, in addition, they had to walk barefoot on the cold stone Beis HaMikdash floor, which made them weak. And therefore, there was a need for a regular doctor in the Beis HaMikdash in order to recommend appropriate medications to the Kohanim who got sick and who required treatment. Continuing in the mission, Nechunya Chofer Shichem, that the Nechunya would dig ditches, meaning he was responsible for digging various holes where water could collect, so that people who traveled to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot would have water to drink when they arrived at the Beis HaMikdash. Gvini Karoz. Gvini was the announcer when it was time to begin the Avod in the morning. He would say, get up, Kohanim, it's time for you to do your Avoda, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Gever al Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was responsible for the locking of the Beis HaMikdash courtyard gates in the evening and for unlocking them in the morning as well. Ben Bevai al HaBakia. Ben Bevai was responsible for the whip, meaning he would walk through the Beis HaMikdash each night to make sure that none of the guards had fallen asleep, and he would use his whip to wake anyone else who had fallen asleep. Ben Arza al Hatziltzal. Ben Arza was responsible for sounding the cymbals, which indicated to the Levium that it was time for them to begin playing their instruments. Hugras ben Levi al Hashir. Hugras the Levi was responsible for directing and orchestrating the singing of the Levium, indicating to them when the song should begin and when it should end. Beis Garmu al Masa Lechem Apanim. The family of the house of Garmu was responsible for making the Lechem Ha-Panim. There were 12 loaves of Lechem Apanim that were placed on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash every Shabbos. They remained there until the following Shabbos, and these loaves were baked in a unique shape, and special expertise was required in order to shape them, as well as to remove them from the oven without breaking them. In addition, they had to remain fresh the entire week, and this Beis Garmu family were experts in the process of making the Lechem Hapanim. Continuing in the Mishnah, Beis Aftinas al Maisa Ketores, the family of Beis Aftinas was responsible for making the Ketores. The Ketores, as the Bar Tanura points out, which was burned on the Mizbeach Hazav every single morning and every single afternoon, was a mixture of different types of spices. The family of Beis Aftinas, where they were experts in the process of grinding and mixing the spices. In addition, a special kind of grass was added to the Ketores, and the effect of this grass was to make the smoke of the burning rise in the straight column instead of spreading in every direction. And the identity of this grass was known by Mesorah through a tradition only to the family of Beis Aftinas, and therefore they were prepared and they were given this responsibility of producing the Ketores. Continuing in the Mishnah, Elazar ala Parochas. Elazar was responsible for the 13 curtains that would hang at various entrances in the Beis HaMikdash. He'd replace them when they were worn out and could no longer be there. And finally, Pinchas ala Malbush. And Pinchas was responsible for the clothing of the Kohanim, for dressing the Kohanim in the big day Kahuna, 4 Begadim for the regular Kohanim, and 8 Begadim for Kohanim Gedolim, for the Holy Kohen Gadol. Continuing now with Perikei Mishnah Beis, as we list some additional officials who would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. In Pochas and Mishlosha Gizbarin, you can't have less than 3 treasurers who are in charge of the various finances related to the Beis HaMikdash. Umishiva Amar Kalin, or less than 7 supervisors who oversee these treasurers, that as the Bar Tanura points out, the supervisor made sure that the treasurers did not remove anything from the treasury without proper cause, and 7 keys were needed to get into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Each of the supervisors was in possession of one of those keys, and when the treasurers wished to enter the courtyard in order to reach the chambers where the money was kept, they were allowed to do so only if all the supervisors gathered with their keys and let them in. Now, although the mission does not mention them, there were also 2 general overseers who were in charge of the supervisors as well. In all, the Beis HaMikdash treasury department was managed by 5 levels of authority. You have the Kohen Gadol, you have the Skan Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, you have 2 general overseers, then you have 7 supervisors and 3 actual treasurers dealing with the money in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mish is going to continue and really conclude by just discussing one final aspect and one final element and one final rule when it came to the various positions that control the finances of the Beis HaMikdash. Vein osin serara al hatzibur b'mamon pachos mishnayim. That you cannot appoint less than 2 people to a position of financial authority over the public. Chutz b'ben achia shal chole mi'ayim v'alazah shal parochas. Except for ben achia, who was responsible for treating Kohanim who got sick, and Elazar, who was responsible for the curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. She'osan kiblu rov hatzibur olen, because despite the fact that their positions required them to raise and spend money in the Beis HaMikdash, the majority of the Jewish people accepted them and believed in them and trusted them to serve on their own. Some of the other officials named in the previous Mishnah also controlled money. However, each of these officials had another unnamed official who shared the position with him. Only Ben Achi and Elazar served completely on their own because the general tzibur, the general public, trusted them. Quick review, Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. discussed the 15 different main positions. We're not going to go over them again, that were necessary in the Beis HaMikdash. There was one little interlude in the middle when there was a mention of Psachia, who ended up really being Mordechai, and it was called Psachia because he was able to explain and understand and open everyone up to all the 70 languages and to understand what everyone was saying. And then Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis taught us that in addition to everyone that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, there were also three additional treasurers who were in charge of the finance of the Beis HaMikdash, and there were seven supervisors who each had a key as well that were necessary to monitor the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah concluded with a very important rule, namely, that you can't appoint less than two people to a position of financial authority over the public, with two exceptions, like going to the previous Mishnah when it came to Ben Achia, and when it came to Elazar, who each had some level of financial responsibility. Everyone trusted them, but generally speaking, you never know what Yetzirah could come up when it comes to money. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that you should always have at least two people responsible for any financial funds. Have a great day.